Hello, West Liberty. This is Pierce. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. For today's broadcast, we have a very special guest with us today. His name is Carden Beal. He is currently a freshman here at West Liberty. His major is photography and business. He has been doing photography for about 8 years. He has earned an astonishing 43 awards. His most prized award is first place in the 4-H and West Virginia Photography State Contest 2019 through 2023. How you doing today, Carden?
I'm doing great, Butler. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for asking. So for today's broadcast, I'm just going to be asking you just some crazy stories that you've had just in your experience with the photography industry and what you've overcame and how you've overcame it. So yeah, man, go ahead and tell us some of your stories you've had.
Okay. I would say one of my greatest stories is, I would say 2 years ago, exactly. I was actually going out for a client of mine, and I'm not gonna lie, he was kind of crazy at first. I'm surprised I even like took him in, but he was paying good. So I was like, I was gonna go with it. I would say probably that would probably be my craziest story because I was taking a couple photo shoots of him, and there was this one photo he absolutely loved, and he was trying to take it for free. And that's just not what I do.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man.
And he was trying to try to have me like a bad rating or something and like try to ruin my name kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It was rough.
Is there any reason why he tried to do that to you specifically?
Because of the prices. I mean, it's fair for how I took over about 500, 600 photos of him and edited all of them. Sure. And all I really asked for was about $100. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty fair compared to most of photographers out there.
That's pretty reasonable, especially for nowadays, man. And like, if you ask any professional photographer, man, it's like $200 plus.
Right. And that's only for like 5 photos too.
Oh yeah, man. That's crazy to think about. I mean, if I was in that situation, I don't even know what I would do. I'd probably think about the same thing. You know what I mean? I'd be a little irritated, but, yeah, man, that's crazy. So like you talk to me more about like how like when it comes to contests and stuff, like what made you really get into like the contest and like made you go competitive?
Just seeing the competition out there, I kind of wanted to see the different varieties of photography there was and trying to broaden my experience and expertise. Mm-hmm. I saw different types from light photography to all the way to black and white photography, cinematic photography. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. And from those photos that I was actually able to take, I actually brought in my experience and I was able to pick up a total of 13 different types of photography.
Oh, man. That's sweet.
And counting.
Hey, man. Here's the thing. I also do photography on the side. You should teach me some of those sometime.
Absolutely.
So of all of those types of photography, man, what would you say is your favorite to do?
Definitely freelance photography or event photography. Mm-hmm. Those are really awesome. Oh, a new one that I kind of just got into last year was light photography, and that one's actually light really cool. I actually have it on my I have a couple posts on my Insta. It's my business account on Insta. Mm-hmm. And it's Carden _ Beal, CARDIN _ Beal, BEAL. And you guys can scroll towards the bottom-ish because that's when I actually started my business on Instagram.
You actually sell out like your business cards too. Like you have your own business cards, which is really cool.
Oh yeah,
that's sweet, man. Yeah, I've always had a kind of a dream to do that, but I never actually had the time to go into that. You know what I mean? Like to just start my own kind of like freelance business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, dude, that's sweet. You got any other story for us that was like a crazy experience? Do you think that you really like remember that, like out of all the stories?
There was this one event photography where we actually had a it was for a music video.
Okay
and they wanted some still shots.
Sure.
So I was like, absolutely, why not, let's try a new thing. Mm-hmm. So these guys are all over the age of 21, okay? And they had bottles and everything up and out and about, and they were like showing it off to the camera and everything. I got some still photo shots of them. They were really cool about it. We did it. We did one of them in the middle of the street, like while cars weren't fooling around. We just had an empty street and we just started filming. All of a sudden, this cop car pulls up. Okay. Oh, and no. It just goes down. Like they start asking questions.
Sure.
I show them the pictures. They all show IDs and everything. We get the whole situation figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But afterward, I was like, they asked him if he wanted to be in the video.
Sure.
And he said, yeah. So we had this cop
right.
come out and become part of this music video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Like uh-huh. He was a part of it. Oh,
yeah, that's sweet. He was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Did anyone get in trouble after that, or no? Did it just go afterwards?
Yeah,
from there?
He kind of. We talked for about like 10 more minutes, and then he kind of just left. He had to go back to his duty.
Gotcha. So like I'm gonna backtrack a little bit. Like, what made you really get into photography? Like the first time in your life where you thought to yourself, okay, I'm gonna go into something where it's like a different type of job, you know what I mean, like a different type of right. like industry. So like explain to us how you got into it.
Okay, what's funny is my dream before being a photographer was being a professional chiropractor.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And the big thing, like I studied everything there was about being a chiropractor.
Sure.
Like I know if you got a pinched nerve in your back, there's a nerve right around your chest area, right above mm-hmm. that I can fix it. And I love the sound of popping bones. Okay. I just love that sound.
I don't think I've ever heard that before, but okay. I'm going to go along with it.
but then I realized in college, for you to be a successful chiropractor, it costs about roughly 8 years of college.
Wow. And
depending on what university you want to go to and uh-huh. good ones, it's going to cost you roughly about $800,000 for
that's
all
Jesus.
8 years.
Oh my God.
If not more. And
yeah.
I was like, right. no matter how many scholarships I get, I don't have that kind of money.
Of course. Yeah, no, man. I mean, I don't think anyone has that kind of money just laying around. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
wow. Right.
But yeah, no, as you were saying, like how you got into photography.
Yeah. Actually, right after that, after I figured that out, it was around middle school time.
Okay.
And I think it was my eighth grade year is when, oh, wait, no, I think it was sixth grade, because that's when we first started Wolfpack News. We
okay.
had a news team for our middle school.
Did you say it was called Wolfpack News?
Wolfpack News.
Wolfpack News. Okay. Interesting.
And it kind of just skyrocketed from there, because all the equipment and all the camera setups, lighting, the interviews, it just had me sucked in. It
sure.
just took me. And sure. I was, after that, I invested everything.
Yeah.
I have my own camera. I'm getting a new camera now, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But it just skyrocketed from there, because one picture after another, after another, after another, it just kept getting better and better, and I could see the progress. So I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I was made for.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Well, West Liberty, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We're college radio and we're passionately vocal. And we will be right back in about 3 minutes. See you later. Are you tired of feeling run down from your same old playlist?
Ready? Go!
Come boost your mood while tuning into WGLZ 91.5 FM with a playlist that is straight fire. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Hello, West Liberty. You're listening to, this is Pierce. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. We're here with Carden Beal, the photographer that we were talking to earlier about some of his crazy stories. And we took a short break and now we're back again with some more crazy stories. Carden, how you feeling after that last little short?
Feeling a lot better, actually.
Feeling a lot better? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good. So, man, so right now we're just going to do a continuation of some more crazy stories that you've encountered. So I'm going to let you take it from here, man. Go for it.
Absolutely. So originally where I'm from is Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, Morgan County, to be exact. And we actually have an Apple Butter Festival around August-ish. And one of the craziest stories I have from there, I've been there for 18 years of my life. But one of the craziest stories was that I was taking pictures for the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to get a different kind of shot. And me being who I am, I was thinking pretty outside the box.
Sure.
So there was this building that I got permission. I talked to the owner and I got permission to go into. And I was hanging outside the fifth story window.
Okay.
Just to get a picture of the entire Apple Butter Festival.
Sure.
So it's like, right. So we have the park area and then we have all the streets closed off. Mm-hmm. The building is right on that corner where it like overviews everything.
Okay.
So I'm literally standing outside the window without any safety gear or anything.
Oh boy.
Just to take a picture.
Right.
Almost slipped and fell, but luckily we're here. Didn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
Another crazy story would probably be the away football games. For my high school, I was the yearbook photographer, the sports photographer as well.
Which high school did you go to now?
Berkeley Springs High School.
Oh, you went to Berkeley Springs. Okay. I didn't know if it was like called a different, something different. Yeah, I was making sure.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of an odd school, but
sure. Continue.
Definitely right where home is.
Sure.
For the away football games, I never really took no for an answer. So I would always find a way into the press box or kind of right where I shouldn't be.
Okay.
Like even if I was on the field to an away football game, I would just find a way. I would like go between like the crowds and just find a way to get that perfect picture.
Sure.
Because that's the end goal, is to get that perfect frame filled photo.
Now, did you start off doing sports photography? Did you start off like at your high school doing some of the like intramural sports or actual like sports?
It was more of the sports photography and portrait photography.
Portrait photography. Okay, cool, cool.
That's kind of where it started. And then it kind of just gradually went to me becoming the only photographer for the yearbook. So every picture in that yearbook, I wouldn't say every, all but every picture.
All was but taken, every picture.
Was taken by me.
Heck yeah, man. That's sweet. Did you get did you get any offers when you were in high school, like any like scholarship offers, or like did you have anyone come up to you and be like, okay, he's really good with photography, I'm gonna like try to get you to come work for me or something like that? Or did you never have anyone actually come up to you like that before?
Unfortunately, I didn't have anybody come up to me like that, only because we actually had a portrait photographer at our school. Mm-hmm. He wasn't actually at our school. It was more of a side business that was just close to the school.
I gotcha.
And everybody kind of went to them for their end of the year senior pictures. I ended up having like a couple pictures I kind of just gave to the seniors.
Yeah.
Just because it's their last year. I know nobody has money right now because everybody's going off to college kind of thing. So I get that. So I would probably say that if I had the opportunity to go back, I'd probably make a name for myself right freshman year.
Sure.
As soon as I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's understandable. Did you have any prior jobs before you went into photography?
Oh, yes. I worked a couple jobs, a couple under the table kind of jobs, like mowing lawns for a living kind of thing.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And actually, this past summer, I worked as a waiter for the Country Inn. Shout out to the Country Inn, because those guys taught me a lot. And I believe that before anybody says anything, I believe that like everybody should work in the food industry business at least a little bit. So just so they understand the hard work and effort that goes into it.
That's understandable, man. Heck yeah. Well, West Liberty, we're going to wrap it up there. We're out of time. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Carden, I had a really good time with you talking to you, buddy. I really enjoyed this little interview / you talking about your stories, man. it's really cool to hear about, somebody like you who's starting off so young, who's really getting into the field more, you know what I mean? And every day you're learning something new, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Every day.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to see what you do in the future here for the West Liberty. I'll be seeing you. Everybody else, tune in to WGLZ to listen to more interviews and in podcasts. And from there, we're going to sign off. So have a good day. Carden, thank you, and good night to you.
Thank you.